All right, we're almost ready with Skin and Bones, but I just want to run through a few I probably won't get time to play. But I would like to mention that iCrime is playing the Belmont on Saturday night. This Last Breath is playing the Modern Exchange, an all-ages show on Saturday night. Friday night at the Lager House, where shows are always free, they've got Tim Pack. And Lemon James is playing the Riverside Park up in Ypsilanti on Saturday afternoon. They're having a festival called Sober Fest. On Saturday night at the Neutral Zone, they're having their 10th anniversary street party. I'm not really sure where this is. I think it's up in Ann Arbor, though. And My Dear Disco is playing. And the Singles, who haven't been playing lately, they've had some, one's getting married and they've been doing some traveling. They're playing Saturday at White's Bar. I got a couple important messages to get out of the way, and then we're going to hear some Orbisons while the band gets ready to go.
Hi, fellow music connoisseurs. I'm Melissa, and you should check out my show. It's called The Midday Mix. I play indie rock, jam band music, and tons of live tracks. Join me for The Midday Mix Wednesdays from 2 to 4 to unwind with some quality tunes. Right here on the only station making waves, WHFR.FM.
Defender! That huge asteroid is headed towards Earth!
I'll handle this.
The Red Defender hurtles towards the asteroid!
You saved us! How?
I stopped the asteroid and reversed it back into space.
The moon! It's exploded!
Where did you throw that asteroid?
Away.
Saving the world isn't easy. Saving a life is. One pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. Go to bloodsaves.com. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council.
All right, I think we got time for maybe one more band, and it's going to be the Orbisons, Girls That Swear. The Orbisons are playing a Gas Crunch Weekend Festival at the New Dodge, which is in Hamtramck. And even though the price of gas is going up, getting to Hamtramck isn't that far from just about anywhere in the Detroit area. Here's the Orbisons, and you can check them out at the New Dodge Saturday night.
All alone. If we're talking at a nightclub or talking on the phone, talking in an email that you sent to me, chatting in a chat room, it's alright with me. My baby's cheap talking, my baby's cheap talking, my baby's cheap talking, my baby's cheap talking. She loves me, I love the way she loves me. I love girls that swear. I love girls that really don't care. If it's just a smile is all they wear. Swear I love a girl that swears. If we're talking at a restaurant or walking in the park, if she's whispering in my ear late at night in the dark, on my voicemail, or if she's paging me, she got the words I want to hear. I know she's gonna be my baby's cheap talking, my baby's cheap talking, my baby's cheap talking, my baby's cheap talking. I love the way she loves me, I love the way she loves me. That's where
thank you.
right, I'm going to bring the Orbisons down just a little and let remind you that they are playing Saturday night, the 31st, at the New Dodge. It's called Gas Crunch Weekend. That's Girls That Swear. We are live with a Motor Live Drive now, and Mr. White is ready. And I want to remind you that the live drive at 5 is podcast. So if you drive out of the area and you don't catch the whole show, or you want to hear this one again, you can go to the podcast at whfr.fm. They're listed by dates, and you can check out Skin and Bones anytime in the next 12 weeks. So we're going to take this out and say hello. Are you there?
And we have Skin and Bones right here in our WHFR studios today. Hey, Mr. Skin, Mr. Bones, are you there?
No, can't hear him.
Yes, I'm Mr.
There we are.
Can you hear us now?
Well, we got you now. You are on the air. You're live here on WHFR.
We're all alive. Right. Oh, yeah. We're alive.
We're ready to go. We're ready to go. We just did a show this afternoon behind the Cracker Barrel out on I-275. It's a wonderful, wonderful venue. Mm-hmm. A lot of our favorite truck drivers out there.
The dumpster's got great reverberation.
Oh, yeah, it does. Yeah, it does. I love that dumpster.
Yeah, yeah.
I love the Cracker Barrel.
Well, you are our very first real vintage country band here on the live drive at 5.
Well, vintage. Yeah. Oh, I like that word, vintage.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah. Now, my name is Nick Pivot, and this is my buddy Vito Marchioni. And we like to say we play country the way they played country when country was country.
Whoa.
That's the way we like to say it.
Yeah, that's a mouthful.
Rather than just talk about it, why don't you just show us what your real country
really
is?
Let me tell you, Mr. White, let me tell you what they don't do. Let me tell you what they don't do in this town, and you're doing it. WHFR is the first place I know in town doing it, and we want to say God bless y'all for that.
What are we doing?
Let me tell you right now, I'm saying... They don't play real country music on the radio. Disc jockey says that's just the way it goes. In the coming years when our legends are gone, I'll stand tall and sing this Merle Haggard song. First thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream growing up to ride. On a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, no one could change my mind, but mama tried. One and only rebel child of a family meek and mild, mama seemed to know what lay in store. Despite all my Sunday learning, to the bad I kept on turning, but mama couldn't hold me anymore. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but mama tried. Mama tried, mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. Leaving only me to blame, cause mama tried. Did daddy rest his soul, left mama heavy load, she tried so very hard to fill her shoes. Despite all my Sunday learning, to the bad I kept a turning, tried to raise me right, but I refuse. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but mama tried. Mama tried, mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. Leaving only me to blame, cause mama tried. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but mama tried. Mama tried, mama tried to raise me better. But her pleading I denied. Leaving only me to blame, cause mama tried. Leaving only me to blame, cause mama tried. Leaving only me to blame, cause mama tried. Little Merle Haggard, did a little mandatory Merle Haggard. Yeah, we really love Merle. Mm-hmm. That song starts us off real quick. We got, what we get in there, Vito? We got mama, we got a train, and we got prison all in one song.
Yeah, well,
they ain't got no drinking in there
yet. Where do you think we ought to go now? We ought to go drinking, but we got to stay for a while and play. We ought to go drinking.
Yeah, Yeah, they laid us on us real quick. No drinking in the studio.
Well, you can't drink at the Cracker Barrel either, but you can out back by the dumpster. You can do whatever the heck you want. So you can go to the bathroom out there, you drink out there, you can talk to the truckers.
Yeah, oh, I like truckers, too. I like truckers. We got a trucking song? I think we do. Later on. Maybe not.
I'm not sure we got a damn trucking song.
And I blame that on you.
Oh, thank you. Blame everything on
me. I blame that on you. And what ain't your fault is Mr. White's fault.
That's right.
All right, we're going to do a song about wine because I like to drink wine.
I'm a beer man.
Yeah, you're a beer man. All right. Well, we're going to do some. We're going to sing a song about wine. A lot of songs about beer. We're doing one about wine.
All right, here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Sweet, sweet, sweet wine, wine, wine. Takes me back to when she was mine, mine, mine. Some drank and drowned them memories. My memories like to swim. Wine, wine, wine keeps on pouring in. Well, the dim lights in this honky-tonk are gentle on the eyes. Made red by smoking cigarettes and staying out all night. But in this glass there's peace at last. I find her memory. Wine, wine, wine brings her back to me. Sweet, sweet, sweet wine, wine, wine takes me back to when she was mine, mine, mine. Some drank and drowned them memories. My memories like the swim. Wine, wine, wine keeps on pouring in. Stop living in dreams of yesterday and finally face the bitter truth then and my pain. Till that day I go on making the same trip. Wine, wine, wine takes me every sip. Sweet, sweet, sweet wine, wine, wine takes me back to when she was mine, mine, mine. Swim. Wine, wine, wine keeps on pouring in. Sweet, sweet, sweet wine, wine, wine takes me back to when she was mine, mine, mine. So I'm drinking drown them memories. My memories like to swim. The wine, wine, wine keeps on pouring in. Roger, get that. Where's that big gallon of Gallo?
Oh, we don't. We don't. Didn't bring it in.
And no, I know it's in here. Because yeah. Somebody said, Nick, your friend in the fridge, Mr. Gallo, is over there, man. I said, come on, man.
I can smell it.
Let's get some tomato wine out of here. Get some wild tomato wine.
Now, our listening audience, they're only getting half the show here for Skin and Bones. Because, yeah, these guys are a little different than most country bands. In fact, they got this guitar that. Mr. Nick is playing. Mr. Nick Skin.
That is a Stella guitar. A Stella. It is not a Stella. It's a Stellar. I couldn't afford a Stella. I found this down in Biloxi, Mississippi. After Katrina, it was, as it still is, you can see it's coated with mold and mildew and crap. Well, I'll start
I'll stop swearing and I'll start sneezing in a minute, you know. You take a guy like me from Roseville and try to get me to not swear for an hour, and I don't know. Yeah. The FCC down here, the FBI, the ATF, and the ATM.
But you got that down in Mississippi?
Well.
Yeah, I got that down in Biloxi. Mm-hmm. Down in Biloxi.
Yeah.
It's called a Stellar.
Okay, and
yeah, we were down there sleeping one time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah,
and the thing is, Mr. Nick, yeah, Mr. Bones, Mr. Vito Bones, is playing something a little different.
Laybone, that's Laybone, please.
Oh, Mr.
Vito Laybone. Yeah, I play something a little different. You know, all your listeners out there cannot view this.
He
but,
does everything a little different.
You have to explain it, Mr. White. Well, what is this?
Well, the thing he's playing was at one time called a Matchbox.
Yeah.
You've heard about that in rockabilly songs. And,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
yeah. Uh-huh.
Really what it is, mm-hmm. It's an old cardboard suitcase.
Yeah, 1940s.
1940 era?
1940s tweed, yep. Tweed cardboard suitcase.
And at one time, it looks like it might have been green.
It might have been. It's a tweed color, you know, almost like them Fender Amp tweeds, you know.
Yeah, and it's kind of like, might have yellow and might be red stripes. I don't know.
I don't know. It's got nifty stripes, though, that's for sure.
Did you say you're bringing some red stripes in here?
Oh, wait a minute. I heard that.
And that's what you're playing today. You're playing an old suitcase.
Yeah, I'm playing a suitcase. Mm-hmm.
I was wondering whether you're going to pull anything out of that, but no, you're just playing a suitcase.
No, well, that comes out later. Considering you wouldn't let us pull it out now.
Okay.
Yeah, well, don't pull it out yet.
Well, why don't we just pull out some more music for
we'll
our listening audience?
Out when we're done.
Yeah, I suppose.
You know what? How about a prison song, man? Have we done prison? We did a little bit of prison. Let's. How about that, Vito?
Yeah, I suppose. Mm-hmm. I never been in prison. Been in jail, never been in prison.
That doesn't count. Jail doesn't count.
No, jail don't count.
That's like you threw a White Castle box out the window and got a ticket.
No.
That doesn't count.
No, that jail is the Holiday Inn.
Yeah.
All right, you ready?
Yeah. You know why we ain't been to prison? Because we're too darn smart.
I thought it was more just lucky.
If you could have seen the tours we've been doing, you know, and see what we do. You say, I don't know how they stayed out of jail.
All right. All right. I'm going to start off. You ready, baby?
Yeah.
All right.
The jury found the verdict, first degree. This war I planned her death to be. Though I prayed they'd sentence me to die. Well, they wanted me to live, and I know why. So I do life in prison for the wrongs I've done. And I pray every night for death to come. My life would be a burden every day if I could die. With trembling hands, I killed my heart and wife. Because I loved her more than life. My love for her will last a long, long time. Yeah, I'd rather die than live to lose my mind. And I'll do could die, my pain might go away.
Yeah. All right.
Man, yeah, a little bit of prison. A little bit of prison, a little bit of insanity.
That's sorrow, man.
Man, it's so sad.
I hate
so
to be
sad.
Him. Can you imagine that?
Well, tell me, what got you guys into country music? I know, Mr. Nick, you say you're from Roseville, and Mr. Bones there might be from the hills.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'll tell you.
From the hills of Sicily.
My Aunt Georgia was from Jellicoe, Tennessee. And when my dad wasn't looking, she'd take me to the state fair and take me to see hillbilly music. She'd take me to see Roy Orbison. She took me to see Conway Twitty. I saw Johnny Cash. And my old man would say, "What the heck are you listening to that stuff for? We're Dagos. We're not hillbillies." I go, No. Aunt Georgia is a hillbilly, and she shows me this stuff, and I like it. And I was walking down the street once in Roseville, and I had a guitar case, and some guy popped out of a real estate office, and he said, "Can y'all play that thing?" And I said, "Well, I don't know if I can play it, but, you know, I play with it." And I played him some Hank Williams and some Johnny Cash, and he gave me the name of his brother-in-law down in Nashville who worked at WSM, and I hitchhiked down there to be a hillbilly singer. And I stayed in a hotel called the Merchant's Bar and Grill Hotel. It was $5 a night. It was right on Broadway across from right where Gruen's Guitars is now. It's now the Merchant's Restaurant, and I can't afford to eat there. but I got chased out of that place and called a number of expletives every time I left. And I ended up hanging out with a bunch of hippies down by the Parthenon. And after about 7 days, I just kind of yelled out, "Help, Mr. Wizard. I don't want to be a hillbilly singer. I'm going to go to school, I promise." Yeah, I came home and became a journalist. And, but I've been doing country music for a long time. About every year, every 5 years, somebody like Vito will say, "Where'd you learn that stuff?" And I go, "I've been doing this for 20 years, and nobody listens but every five."
Yeah.
So,
yeah, well, we've been doing that rock and roll stuff for so long. I forgot he did this. Of course, I'm a country virgin. I don't know nothing about country. Everything I know, I learned from Nick over here. I don't know nothing about country.
He never sang. He'd sit back in the drums when we were in Cocktail Shake. He'd sit back on the drums and make them nutty drummer faces. We never knew he could sing. And now he's writing songs like crazy.
That's why. I always made sure I was chewing gum. Otherwise, they were real nutty. Or a toothpick. A toothpick always helped. But all of a sudden, he got me into singing this stuff, and I like singing it.
And now he's writing, and it's really starting to bug me. I call him Hillbilly Burt Bacharach. Every time he turns around,
popping out. They pop out one.
He
one,
bends
one by
over,
one.
And a new song flops out the rear end and lands on the lawn. Somebody's got to come by with a plastic bag.
Nick comes by with a plastic bag.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, why don't you take us some schooling here and give us some more music, Mr.
Nick? Let's do some more music. Let's do some real country music. You know, we ain't doing nothing by Rascal Fats, and we ain't doing nothing by Shania Twain, although she really has a nice set of wits about her. And I'd like to remind you that her producer, Seducer, produced her a hit. Never mind. And God bless those people that do young country. They obviously do what they do really well. But that ain't what we like. I don't want to see no Kenny Chesney. I don't care.
What are we doing here?
Put your shoes on, Baldy, and take that hat off.
What are we
doing? Let's do that Pete Anderson song, man. Let's do that Pete Anderson song.
Holes in the Wall.
Are we going to do All Right, I'm Wrong?
Yeah, we can do that. You want to do that?
I think we ought to try it.
Give me my note on that.
This is a new one. So if we mess it up, you laugh real loud, call the station, and it'll be your fault that we never try anything new again. That'll be your fault. They say, "Why don't they play the old stuff?" They go, "Because somebody called and complained."
Well, and if they call and complain, they can call it 845-9676.
Oh, see, that's
or
good.
Toll
that's
free.
Good. You got that in real
toll
quick.
Toll free at 800.
Call that number.
585-4322, extension 96.
And meet us behind the Cracker Barrel with a six-pack of beer, because there ain't nothing here but water, man. I start hurting.
Man, well, we're thirsty.
Just keep on singing.
Our manager's going to be in here in a minute.
All right, take a swig. You ready?
Dig a little swig of this. Okay.
And that note.
Wow, what the heck did you put in there, Roger? Man, my nose hair is burning out. Wow. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. White.
Ready? Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4.
All right, all right, all right, all right, girl, I'm wrong. Well, all right, all right, I didn't know you felt that strong. Well, all right, you made your point. I didn't plan to stay this long. Give up his crown for just one thing. I was looking for a little princess for just one night. All right, all right.
And I know we can't swear here, but I tell you, you know, y'all might be going to heck, but I'm going to Texas.
All right. Well, tell me, you guys got any shows people can go to see where they can get the full effect of Skin and Bones?
You know, tell them where we're going to be, would you?
Well, we're going to be at Club Bart here coming up, I believe, right? Club Bart.
June 10th will be at Club Bart.
Uh-huh.
Well, what day is that?
That's a Tuesday night.
We kind of hooked up second Tuesday of every month over there at Club Bart.
For a while, yep. We're going to be the second Tuesday of every month. We'll be up at Club Bart. We'll bring some good friends with us. We'll bring some good hillbilly music up there. We may bring some people from Acoustic Kool-Aid we used to do. We'll get some electric rock and roll people and have them play acoustic. And that's always fun because you either see somebody do something real special or really watch them trip and fall. But that's what live music is all about. And if you don't think we're going to mess up by the time we're done, I got something, I got news for you, because it ain't if, it's when.
You mean we ain't messed up yet?
Well, maybe. I'm looking at the tires. I see a little bit of mud on them, but, you know, we'll kick that mud off and get it going.
Stay out of the ditch, will you?
Yeah, we'll try to stay out of the ditch. You know what we need to do? We did, Mr. White, you recognize the songs we've been doing. We did one about prison. We did Mama. We did Booze. We did Lost Love. I think we need to do one about suicide. I don't know.
I think you got to have some suicide.
The set is useless without the snappy little number about suicide. We're going to do one that our friend Dale Watson wrote down in Austin, Texas, which is the capital of my world, Austin, Texas. And it's a song called Holes in the Wall. It's about a guy that commits suicide. That poor SOB, the only thing he's sorry about is a mess he made in the apartment. it's called Sorry About the Holes in the Wall. Professor.
1, 2, 3.
Well, they served me the papers at work this morning. I guess you had the final say. I can't say it caught me without warning. Even still, it took my breath away. Acted like a man and said, I'm glad it's over. That's not the way I really feel at all. But now you see I found the peace I needed. Honey, I'm sorry about the holes in the wall. Holes in the walls and the stains on the carpet. Use elbow grease and spackle and pine salt. Be happy now, you got what you wanted. And I'm sorry about the holes in the wall. Well, they served me the papers at work this morning. I guess you had the final say. Now I see it caught me without warning. Even still, it took my breath away. Acted like a man and said, I'm glad it's over. That's not the way I really feel at all. But now you see I found the peace I needed. Honey, I'm sorry about the holes in the wall. Holes in the walls and the stains on the carpet. Use elbow grease and spackle and pine salt. Be happy now, you got what you wanted. I'm sorry about the holes in the wall. Holes in the walls and the stains on the carpet. Use elbow grease and spackle and pine salt. Be happy now, you got what you wanted. Honey, I'm sorry about the holes in the wall.
Ooh, my, what a sad, sad song.
Holes in the wall.
Yeah, that's a sad one.
Well, now tell me, after a song like that, where could people get a hold of you to talk about, you know,
well,
committing suicide or
let
some
me tell
other?
You something. If that happened to me, my wife would have woke me up and made me clean it up.
Well, where could people get a hold of Skin and Bones?
You know, we're putting a website together. This thing happened so fast. We've been together about 6 months or something like
six
that.
6 or 8 months, somewhere.
And it just you know, it started off doing rock and roll acoustic. We went to country, and it just, we haven't had time to record. We haven't had time to get a website. But you go to on MySpace, go to MySpace.com/Nick Pivot, and you can find every place that we're going to play, because I am Nick Pivot.
And that's all there is to say about that.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, I want to introduce, again, the man on the suitcase, Vito Marchioni, the professor. The professor, I want to tell you, and it's lucky we're playing at a college, too, because he does have quite a background. He has a master's degree in rhythm, and he has a PhD in luggage.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah, he's got all the snaps and clasps and wraps.
Yeah, you can't see me, but I'm beating my chest right now. Oh, yeah.
Doctor, what do you want to do, Professor?
Let's do one of yours.
All right,
let's do one of yours.
Let's do one of our original songs. This is a song.
So we're going to do a couple originals in a row here.
Yeah, right. We'll do some stuff we wrote. We love the old stuff, but, you know. We love the new stuff.
This is a funny little song about something so serious.
It's a song about a genetically challenged family. A gentleman who is very attracted to his cousin and has taken to a big ladder to get up and get a little better look at her in the room. It's called Gene Pool. And I think I start this off, don't I, Doctor?
That's right.
And he'll be sorry now. Let me drive the boat, Dad.
Neighborhood twit climbing a ladder to peek at said she reached out the window and grabbed him and banged his head like a gong.
Oh.
For a husband, she knew she must have him. When she got a peek at his
Woo. Look at that.
That gene pool, gene pool, let's all go for dip. Gene pool, gene pool, but the doctor's advice against him. When gene pool, gene pool, let's all go for dip. Gene pool, gene pool, but the doctor's advice against him.
All right.
Genetics 101 in that one. Gene Pool.
And I want to remind our listeners, you're listening to Skin and Bones right here on the live drive at 5 on WHFR. If you want to hear more, you can always check out the podcast at WHFR.FM. Look for the podcast right on the right-hand side of the column and click it on in. Now, they're doing a little technical work here. We'll see what they got.
I'll tell you what we're doing. We're going to have Vito do a song that Vito wrote. And this is one heck of a good song.
Vito actually plays that thing?
Yeah, I'm going to attempt to play the guitar.
Vito's on the guitar.
And you just pulled that harmonica out of your back pocket?
I just pulled that out of my back pocket, this one I got down in Biloxi. It is so full of mold, I get an asthma attack every time I play this. Why I don't play it very well. It's my excuse.
Well, what's the name of this song? What are you going to do?
Well, this is called My Rising Tide. And once you, if you listen to it, you'll figure out what it's all about. Freight train, with your click-clacking sound. I'm a tired man and I'm homeward bound. Freight train, freight train. I got a hound at my tail. And I pray the Lord puts wind in my sail. Freight train, freight train. Blow your whistle as I ride. Keep me out ahead of my rising tide. Well, my rising tide is gaining on me. My rising tide, yeah, it's up to my knees. My rising tide, not shoulder high. Take me away before it reaches my eye. Well, I jumped into the deep end that night. Now it's too late to make it all right. Well, the water is rising. Yeah, it's rising mighty quick. And it threatens my life. I can't deal with it. That's why I hitched on your back for a ride. It'll keep me out ahead of my rising tide. Well, my rising tide is gaining on me. My rising tide, yeah, it's up to my knee. My rising tide, not shoulder high. Take me away before it reaches my eyes. Freight train, blow your whistle as I rise. Keep me out ahead of my rising tide. 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 That boy's in trouble.
Rising tide.
All right.
Big trouble.
Big trouble. Well, you guys are always looking for trouble. Well, you don't have to look. It just finds you anyway.
That finds us. We don't look for it.
Now, you guys have been in a lot of different things around the around town. You've played in a lot of different bands, not just country music. Now, why don't you tell people what else you guys been doing?
We got a history of rock and roll. We're rock and rollers from way back. I played with the Love Masters, Bootsy X and the Love Masters years ago.
I also was in Bootsy X and the Love Masters for a long time. Good friends of Bootsy. We love Bootsy. Mm-hmm. One of our heroes.
No matter what, huh?
That's right. No matter what. Bootzilla. The boot dog.
There are some people in this town that just got it, and Bootsy's always been one of them.
He's a great writer. He's a great writer and a good friend. And then Nick pulled me away. When that disintegrated there for a while, Nick pulled me away, and I played drums for Nick in Cocktail Shake.
And in fact, we've had you here on the live drive before with the Cocktail Shake. You sounded great.
Yeah, well, thank you.
We love Cocktail Shake, and we want to tell you, and that's one of our little sound bites we like to do over and over, and we remember it, is that we don't do Cocktail Shake that often. And people say, well, you're doing the rock and roll too much. And I say, you know what? I think rock and roll is a lot like sex, and that the older you get, the better you do it, but the fewer people want to see it done.
Speak for yourself.
But I'll tell you, country music. I play country music. I go get me a pair of sweatpants and belly up to the pizza bar at CC's. I can make my way through all the pizzas and get a couple of sundaes and still be in the club playing country music. That doesn't matter anymore. Oh. So bring some pie on down to the studio tonight. If you're in the neighborhood, bring some pie on down here. Pie means beer. bring a six-pack of pie down here. Oh my God, I'm gonna drown. I've never drank so much water in my life. Not since I learned to swim did I ever swallow this much water in my life. Oh God.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough, man.
Ugh.
Well,
who invented that stuff? That's awful. That's awful. Merle never drank water, bottled water, did he? I don't think. Did Hank ever? Where are we going, man?
I don't know. You want to do a heart wrencher, or do you want to?
How much time we got left, Mr. White?
You got 17 minutes left.
17 minutes.
17 minutes.
Let's do a Doors song.
Okay. 17 yeah. Minutes. Yeah. Roadhouse Blues. No.
No.
Which one?
No, the one they use in Apocalypse Now. What was that? That's a long one. Oh, the end.
This
the
is,
end.
No, it's go. Turned okay. into Siskel and Ebert.
All right, pick what you want to do here. Want to do Long White Cadillac? Let's do that.
You want to get there that fast,
yeah,
huh?
Well,
you want to rock
we'll
it up?
We've been... Yeah, we'll jump around.
In fact, who originally did that song?
That's a Dave Alvin song. Long White Cadillac is a Dave Alvin
yeah.
song. Dave did it, and then Dwight did it. And, Dwight Yoakam, but that's a Dave Alvin song.
And then Blasters did it.
Yeah.
That's right.
Another city boy that knows how to play country music. Little Bakersfield stuff down there.
Well, are you ready? No, not quite. He's going to be ready soon. He's got to get these technical things.
He's
got to get the water down. It's still stuck in his throat.
No, the water is stuck in my throat. Please bring dear old granddad past the studio. I'd like to see him. Or that old crow I went to school with. How about that old crow?
Alice, you're an old crow.
Yeah.
All right, you want to rip it? We've been doing some whiny country music, haven't we? Prison and blah, 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 blah. Let's rip it up a little bit if we can, if I don't mess this up. And I might. I really might.
When I hear some black all alone, sitting in the back of a long white Cadillac, train whistle cries, lost on its own track, I close my eyes,
I'm sitting in the back of a long white Cadillac. Sometimes I blame it on a woman, one who made my poor heart bleed. Sometimes I blame black, close my eyes. I ain't never coming back in a long white Cadillac. 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 Sometimes I blame it on a woman, most of the time. One who made my poor heart bleed. Sometimes I blame it on the money. Sometimes I blame it all on me. Train whistle cries as lost on its own track. Close my eyes. I ain't never coming back in a long white Cadillac. 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 In a long white Cadillac.
Long white Cadillac.
Oh, yeah.
Long white
You guys sound really good, and I want to remind people of a couple things. One, you guys played our benefit back in January down at the Pier 500. I want to thank you for coming out for that.
Great time.
It was a good time, and you guys were the highlight.
I'd like to, you know, just remind everybody out there, and this is just isn't blowing smoke up anybody's pants, but this place lets local musicians play here. They support your music. They play it on the radio. WHFR has a fundraiser. Donate. Put the radio on. Call them up. Tell them you appreciate it.
Stop by, have a couple beers, and
yeah, stop by. Vito's got a 12-pack of Rolling Rock in that suitcase.
Did I say beer? Yeah, I did say beer.
Yeah. That suitcase, you know.
Go by and have a couple waters.
Speaking of the suitcase, I know you guys, I've got some pictures that we're going to get up on the website so people can actually see this. I want to mention that we've had horns as our lead instrument on a couple of shows. We had two bands bring in Hammond B3 organs. We had a full-size classical harp in here one day. We have had pedal steel guitars. We've had bagpipes one time. And we had a theremin, but we've never had a suitcase play.
There we go.
Oh, you guys are moving up. You're moving up.
And you are our 72nd band, and you can go to the website and catch the podcast later on, and hopefully we will get the photographs on within the next few days.
Well, would that be cool? That'd be great. Thank you very much.
All right.
We're happy to be here.
Well, just keep on playing. Like, what are you going to do next for us?
Vito, what do you think we ought to do? You know, you keep talking about that suitcase. To you, it's a suitcase. To me, after like a week or two, it just became baggage. It's lucky he can fit stuff in there, you know.
Whatever I got to put up with, it's unbelievable. I can't say it on the radio.
He's got his jammies in there. You got your jammies in there?
Oh. I got my wrist tied behind my back. All right, you pick it out. What do you want to do? Let's do Calling Your Name.
All right, we're going to do another one Vito wrote. Let's do that, man. And I want to get around to a Hank Williams song because people are yelling at us for a while. We didn't do any Hank Williams, and we kind of like one and three, right?
Yeah, I like
Hank
too.
I don't know. Some of it,
I don't want to bash
him. I don't want to bash him. He'll come and kick both our butts.
Yeah,
or somebody will.
Not to mention his fans.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll say all of them. But
I just want to say, I just figured I'd identify with 1 and 3.
1 and 3. 1 and 3. Mm-hmm. A lot of people associate you with number 2.
Moving on to the music.
Yeah, this is not, let's sing. Give me my note, dude. Here we go. Ready? Well, I'm sitting on this curb in Detroit City, feeling lonely, needing your pity. From what I can see, I'm the only one wearing a frown. I acted crazy one night, now you're not around.
Calling your name, I'm calling your name. Calling your name, calling your name.
It's the only thing I have left as I sit here in shame.
Calling your name,
calling your name. Now she was just a woman I met at the bar. We were both blind drunk, and we made love in my car. I never thought you'd find out, but I learned I was wrong. When I came home one night and my life was out on the lawn.
Calling your name, I'm calling your name. Calling your name, calling your name.
It's the only thing I have left as I sit here in shame.
Calling your name.
Sit here in shame.
Calling your name. Calling your name. Calling your name. Calling your name.
I'm sitting on this curb in Detroit City.
Oh, what a sad, sad song.
Calling your name.
A little bit of lost love there. Mm-hmm. I got three daughters, and after I wrote that, they asked me, Dad, that's not autobiographical, is it? It doesn't mean anything, does it, Dad?
And of course not.
He said, ask my lawyer.
I said, well, maybe before you guys were born, a couple things happened.
How much time we got left? We got about 7 minutes or so.
You got about 7 minutes.
Got a couple more.
Yeah, let's do the bottle. Let me down.
You want to go there? I'll
tell you got any Johnny Cash in there yet?
Yeah, we got.
We're gonna get to some Johnny Cash. We're gonna end it up with Johnny Cash. We like to do a little thing we do where I like to tease Vito about not knowing anything about country music, even though it's in the past couple of weeks I think he knows more than most people in this town. I don't know what he's doing. He's Hillbilly Burt Bacharach. That's who he is.
Well, is he from them hills of Bloomfield?
Yeah, I don't know where
that is. No, I ain't from Bloomfield, brother.
We're from the hills of trash.
No, don't say that. I ain't from Bloomfield.
No, we're from the dump, man. We come from the hills of garbage.
I'm from Redford. Anybody know where Redford is?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's where I'm from. You want to do bottle or you want to do Hank? Let's do bottle. That's my fave. I love that song.
Do a little more Merle Haggard now.
Ready?
Yeah.
The bottle let me down. 1, 2. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, each night I leave the bar room when it's over, not feeling any pain at closing time. Well, tonight your memory found me much too sober. I couldn't drink enough to keep you off my mind. Well, tonight the bottle let me down and let your memory come around. Well, the one true friend I thought I'd found. Well, tonight the bottle let me down. Well, there's always been a bottle I could turn to, but lately I've been turning every day. Well, the wine don't mess me up the way it used to, and I'm hurting in an old familiar way. But tonight the bottle let me down.
All right.
A little more mandatory Merle. We also get some mandatory Merle in there.
All right. Now, I want to remind people they can come down and catch you at Club Bart on the 10th.
June 10th, and in fact, every second Tuesday of every month.
Forever.
At least throughout the summer. Come on out, drink some beer, stamp your feet, listen to some Cry in Your Beer music. We'll play some real country music. We promise we will not do Shania Twain. We will not do Kenny Chesney. We will not do Garth Brooks. And we will not do Rascal Fats.
Okay. And
what will you do for us?
And you can always get a hold of Skin and Bones at MySpace/Nick Pivot.
Right. It's MySpace/Nick Pivot, NICKPIVOT. And did I tell anybody who that is? Nick Pivot, that's me.
Well, I'll tell you, you got about 2 minutes.
Why don't you tell him
left.
Again? Why don't you tell him again?
Hello, Ma? It was a tough fight, Ma. I took a few to the head.
More than a few. Took about an hour and a half to the head.
Should be okay, though. Should
okay.
be fine.
Well, what can you do in 2 minutes? You got 2 minutes left
here. Just don't
here.
Let him drive.
All right,
well,
let's
you're
do some. Ready to do some Johnny Cash?
You're going to run this out. You'll have to run out on this one, but we're going to start it. Go ahead. We're going to do some Johnny Cash.
Let's do some Johnny Cash.
On a Monday, I was arrested. On a Tuesday, they locked me in a cell. On a Wednesday, my trial was attested. And on Thursday, they said guilty and the judge's gavel fell. I got stripes, stripes across my shoulders. I got chains, chains around my feet. I got stripes, stripes across my shoulders. And these chains, they're about to drag me down. On a Monday, my mama come to see me. On a Tuesday, they caught me with a file. On a Wednesday, I'm down in solitary. And on Thursday, in the hot sun, breaking rocks in a pile. I got stripes, stripes across my shoulders. I got chains, chains around my feet. I got stripes, stripes across my shoulders. And these chains,
shades that are about to drag me down.
I got
train of coming.
Coming around the bend.
Yeah, coming around the bend, man. Yeah, high's a water mama.
3 feet high and rising.
Yeah, it's rising, man. It's
3 feet high and rising.
Yeah, wow. Come on, get rhythm.
When you got the blues.
Yeah, I got the blues today, man.
Too much water.
Yeah, too much water. That happened to me. I'm water
rising,
man.
It's rising fast.
It's rising. All right, I'm gonna give you this one, then we're gonna run it, man. Bill, Tom, Bob.
Anything but Sue.
Yeah, on a Monday, my country riches. On a Tuesday, I got my bottling chain. On a Thursday, they got me digging ditches. And on Friday, not to knock me down again.
I got stripes, stripes across my shoulders.
I got chains, chains around my feet.
I got stripes. Across my shoulders,
and these chains, they're about to drag me down.
I got stripes, stripes across my shoulders.
I got chains.